With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are. And it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Thank you for being here to the Morning Motivation brought to you by Public Square. Stop doing business with people who hate you. So glad you're here. Thanks for making it through this week of our second beatitude of the eight, the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5. First one is, blessed are those who are poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And the one we've been talking about this week, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. We talked about what does it not mean? And then what does it mean? But today I want to talk about, what does it look like? What does it look like? Does it just mean being sad all the time? I'm supposed to walk around sad, Slater? I mean, James yesterday said, turn your laughter into mourning, so I'm just supposed to walk around all mopey? Martin Lloyd-Jones says, what sort of man is a man who mourns? He's a sorrowful man, but he is not morose. Morose means of bad temper. He's a sorrowful man, but he's not a miserable man. He is a serious man, but he's not a solemn man. He's a sober-minded man, but he's not a sullen man. He's a grave man, gravitas, but he's not cold or prohibitive. I mean, like totally closed off. Right? Do you see the nuance with all of these? He says there is with his gravity a warmth, an attraction. This man, in other words, is always serious, but he does not always have to affect the seriousness, meaning he doesn't have to like put it on. The true Christian is never a man who has to put on an appearance of either sadness or joviality. No, no. He is a man who looks at life seriously. He contemplates it spiritually, and he sees in it sin and its effects. He is a serious, sober-minded man. His outlook is always serious. But because of these views, which he has, and his understanding of truth, he also has a joy unspeakable and full of glory. You see, the joy of the Christian is a holy joy. The happiness of the Christian is a serious happiness. So good. I think of this also because, feel free to rewind 30 seconds and hear that again. I think of this also because we can mourn the sin, our sin, of course. That's been the theme of the week. But we can also mourn the sin of others and the sin of the world. And the sin of the brokenness that we see in the news. And that's more the theme of the long form episodes. Like, ugh, like what is this? What is happening? I mourn the people whose souls are hurting and they're trying to find answers in all the wrong places. It breaks my heart. But it should bring us closer to God. And I pray for them to be able to find the comfort they're looking for in the only place that the comfort can be found. What a weird prayer I have for you right now. I pray that you have a weekend of mourning. But you know what I mean, right? You do. If you've been with us this week, you know what I mean. No one in the world ever hopes you have a weekend of mourning. They want you to have a fun weekend of distraction. I got a great weekend planned. It's my daughter's fifth birthday. She's five. Unbelievable. So we're going to go, we got Jack's baseball game. He's six. And then we have Grace's party. We're going to do a little tea party. Tea party with the family. It'll be great. And it will be truly great because I understand my sin, what I deserve, but because of my salvation, what I instead have. I want you to mourn because only then can you find the comfort we all need. And then only can you truly enjoy those things in life. Charles Spurgeon said, "The nearer the man lives to God, the more intensely has he to mourn over his own evil heart." The nearer a man lives to God, the more intensely has he to mourn over his own evil heart. But don't mourn the fact that you'll be a sinner your whole life. It won't last forever. Here's Spurgeon in 1859. He said, "The Christian is to be a conqueror at last. Do you think that we are forever to be the drudges and slaves of sin? Am I forever to be the galley slave of my own nature, to tug for freedom and never to escape? Am I always to have this dead man chained to my back and sniff the pestiferous exhalations of his putrid body? No. That which is within my heart is like a caged eagle. And I know that soon the bars which confine me shall be broken. The door of my cage shall be opened. And I shall mount with my eye upon the Son of Glory, soaring upward, true to the line, moving neither to the right nor to the left hand, flying till I reach my nest in the everlasting rocks of God's eternal love. Now, soldiers of Christ, to arms again. Once more rush into the fight. You cannot be defeated. You must overcome. Though you faint a little, yet take courage. You shall conquer through the blood of the Lamb." I hope you have a very mournful weekend, but you'll find comfort. And that mourning, it's guaranteed for you to not last forever. Public Square, as you're doing business, as you're spending money, make sure you're spending money with people who align with your values. Why would you give money to people who hate you and hate everything we talk about on this podcast? Like, here we are outlining the Bible, outlining the great principles of the Christian faith. And there's people who despise you for it. And we're like, "Oh, here's my money. I'll take two of whatever you're selling." Like, no, stop doing that when there are freedom-loving alternatives to all of your favorite products. So Public Square, if you check out their Instagram account, every once in a while, they'll have this great post. And they'll be like, "Stop doing business with these people. And instead, here's an alternative. Here's an alternative from people who share your values." Find those. Well, Public Square, they did it. They compiled them and it's growing every day. It's great. Local businesses, which is super fun. Like, I use it instead of Yelp. It's like, "Hey, where should we go eat?" Get the Public Square app, hit restaurants near me. Here's a bunch of restaurants that share our values. And it's such a joy to go and support them. And then online marketplace as well, with the same principles out of all the businesses and all the users. Public Square, free download in the App Store. Public SQ.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.